Gamers in New York are partying with their computer screens and taking to the streets to reenact the Atari classic Pac-Man, and they're calling it Pac-Manhattan. It had to work, but only there. On the line from Manhattan is Blinky the Ghost, or Pete Vijong. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right. I'm waiting for the sun to come up, but besides that, I'm cool.
So you've been taking part in this Pac-Manhattan game. It's a great name.
Yeah, I think that the name did a lot for the game. But because people understand exactly what it is, kind of when you just say the name, they're like, oh, that kind of makes sense.
Yep, so you're running about, and the good thing about Manhattan is that the streets and the avenues are on a grid system, but how do you know where to run? Is it just by, you know, you're just randomly running up and down?
Oh, no, well, we made the grid beforehand, and so all the players automatically know what roads the grid is on. It was right around Washington Square Park. So.
Right. So that's down at the bottom end of Manhattan, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty far down there. It's okay. Not all the way down, but it's far enough.
How many streets does it cover?
It was a grid 6x4.
Six by four, all right.
Six across and four down.
We could do that in Glasgow. We've got a grid system of streets here. You could do it in the new town in Edinburgh. We could do it probably all over Scotland. Does somebody command the game? Is there somebody, one person overseeing the whole thing?
Well, we have the five people who are running on the streets, and mm-hmm. then we have, for each one of those five people, we have a general
right.
who they're on the phone with
uh-huh.
in a control center. And the control center, they're all sitting on laptops, and like, for instance, Pac-Man knows where all the ghosts are at all times. And
right.
so the Pac-Man general is always telling telling Pac-Man that, oh, there's a ghost on this grid section and this grid section. Maybe you should go here, maybe you should go there.
Understood.
So they're always strategizing, and all the ghosts are all sharing information at all times.
And is this done daytime or in the evening?
So far, we've only done it in the daytime, but I would really like to try doing it at night. Not too late, though, because we don't want to, like, all of a sudden lose a ghost in Washington Square Park.
And
that would be bad.
Of course, you say the general, he's in communication with the people running around. That would depend on the mobile cell network working.
And it's funny because we've been incredibly successful with our cell phones. This last game that we played, we were holding walkie-talkies with us just in case. But walkie-talkies don't have great reception, so we never had to use them, so we were pretty lucky. So I'm guessing that cell phone reception is getting better and better in the city.
Now, we're just wondering if anybody's interested in taking part, if there's a website that they can visit to see
yeah.
how it all works out.
Yeah, we have pacmanhattan.com or mspacmanhattan.com. Both are the same site, and they have lots of videos and stuff like that. And we also have a kit that you can download. I believe that was available Friday. I'm not sure. There are 11 other people in the group, so I'm not sure exactly what's happening at all times. But we have a kit that you can download and design your own game. In your own urban grid.
It's going to work in Glasgow, as I say, or Edinburgh, all over Scotland. Pete, thank you very much for joining us this morning. And it's only a matter of time until we see ghosts tearing down the streets over here.